I'd now like to invite to the podium Dr. Byungjun Kim, who is the president of ICE 2012. That's the International Congress of Entomology that's going to be held in Daegu, South Korea in a couple of years. Dr. Kim?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to be here with you. May I introduce myself? I'm a Professor Byungjun Kim, working for the Wonkang University, and I have a job, president of ICE 2012, as well as council member of ICE. So, first of all, I would like to express my sincere thanks to President David Hogg, as well as all the staff working for this meeting. So, as you know, I am here on business to invite you to ICE 2012, in South Korea. So in order to help you to know, understand, I'd like to comment two things and two people and one nation. I brought one thing to show you. What do you think of this? What do you think? You don't know? This is Samsung mobile phone, okay? So Samsung is Korea, Korea is Samsung. It's very easy to understand Korea. And I have one thing to show you. Thank you. I have one thing to show you, but I couldn't bring it. It's too heavy and too heavy. What is it? What do you think that is? So Hyundai mobile, Hyundai car, Hyundai model, okay? Have you ever seen Hyundai? Hyundai is fantastic car in this country. Okay. And I have two people to introduce you. The one is, do you understand who is UN Secretary? UN Secretary. You know his name? Who is he? Oh, Ban Ki-moon. Okay, Ban Ki-moon. I like him very much. He's a very great guy, produced by Korea. Okay? So he's another one product. Okay, and I have one people, is very great people in this country. Do you know who is? President Obama. Wherever he goes, he's talking of Korea. Let's go to Korea, what they are thinking and what they are doing now. So this is the best chance to go to Korea and see what they are doing, okay? So, good. Anyway, it's very easy. And I have one thing, the worst thing. Last November 23rd, the North Korea fired 120 shells to Korean, South Korean, Yeonpyeong Island. So at the time, I was surprised to see it. Oh dear, my dear. But it left just 4 deaths. Victims for deaths. With 120 shells, they shot just four death victims. We are very lucky. So North Korea's yield was worst, very, very low. Okay, so don't be afraid of South Korean security, okay? Don't worry, be happy, okay? Yeah, so South Korea may be the high level of security. If you go outside at night, evening, everywhere, no problem. They don't have any guns. They don't have any weapons except North Korea, okay? So come to Korea and see what they are doing and enjoy Korean life. All right, I'll show you some slides. All right, so don't hesitate to visit ICE2012.org, okay? So we'll have ICE August 19 to 25th, 2012, Daegu. Okay, here. So venue is in Daegu, Daegu Expo, beautiful. So new building is under construction now. Oh dear. Okay, so theme symposium is new era in entomology. The background is 21st century entomology, molecular biology, genetic engineering, biorobotics, and computer-aided ecology, industrial application, etc. A pathology is toward one world for better human society, harmonized with nature and entomological benefits, starting between developed and developing countries. Theme, a global development in the industrial entomology and global conservation of insect biodiversity. Okay, registration and funding. So registration fee is very cheap, just $600 for early bird. And for students and subsidies, $300 for early bird, accompanying person, $200. Okay, and for special funding program, we have special funding program for student accommodation. We can supply Gyeongbuk National University dormitory, just $10. And for 20 young entomologists, there will be a waiver of registration fee, perfectly. For 20 delegates from developing countries, there will be a waiver of registration fee. Okay, hostess is Daegu. Daegu is a metropolitan city of education, environment, IT, and sport. We have convenient access. We have three international airports. The last one is Seoul Incheon International Airport. So we have three kinds of transportation, a KTX that is bullet train as shuttle bus, and you can use a flight from Incheon to Daegu. Fourth quarter is 10 cities. And we have Busan Gimae International Airport, so 9 countries, 10 cities. Shuttle bus to Daegu, just 1 hour. Okay, Daegu is very famous for very subcultural heritage. So you know, Andong Folk Village is very famous. And you know, Tripitaka Koreana is printing was invented for the first time in historical review. And we have Andong Folk Village, very beautiful. And Gyeongju Mountain, Namsan, and Sokuram Grotto. So you can enjoy in Daegu. Don't hesitate to come to Korea. Okay? See you in Korea. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Kim. And next, I would like to invite Dr. Brad Vinson to the podium to make. Brad, as you know, is president of the Entomological Foundation, and he'd like to make a few comments about the foundation.
Okay, I want to make this short, but I do want to say a few things about the Entomology Foundation today. While the ESA and the Entomology Foundation are separate organizations, both are located in Maryland and in different locations. But we both work together in the field of entomology. ESA basically meets the needs of the present, current members of ESA, while we are trying to stimulate the younger people to become entomologists. They're your future here. So the Entomology Foundation is an educational, non-for-profit organization dedicated to educating and exciting young people about the future of entomology. Everything we do is basically funded through individuals and organizations, through solicitation letters, proposals, and things of this sort. And it's through these contributions that have opened some major opportunities in the field of entomology. A major effort the foundation, as I said, is to excite young people about the field. The Entomology Society depends on these new entomologists, but something has changed. I don't know about you, but when I grew up on a farm. I went out and collected bugs. But I say most people today, at least in the United States, grow up in big cities. If they go outside, the only thing they meet are pest insects. And this is not very exciting, I suspicion, for a lot of these individuals. So we need to get them excited about entomology. Let's see if I figured this out here. Many of you know the Entomology Foundation provides awards to students, educators, and professional entomologists. But you may not know that more than 70,000 children and educators have been reached through our outreach program, educator workshops, interactive youth website, educator grants, and our educational resources site. So what are we doing? Based on the results of an educator survey we conducted in 2007 to find out what educators want in order to help them teach entomology, a free interactive youth website was created for grades 3 and 4, which contains activities that teach primary areas of entomology related to the characteristics of organisms, their life cycles, and organisms and the environment. Thanks to our funding partners, we are now creating activities for grades 5, and with the help of Martha Lutz and Rhonda Hamm, the site will teach children about the diversity of insects and the important roles they play in our environment. Educators told us that they want simple demonstrations materials. With funding from Nancy Beckage and Nanyan Su, we have conducted a science project to identify the top 15 projects for ideas for grades K-12. This will result in creation of a web site containing projects based on grade level. That involves insects that are built around the entomological questions. 14 students and educators, many of which are students, ESA members, entered the contest, and winners will be announced at the student award section coming up. And last year, 12 educators attended the Foundation's Free Educator Workshop in Indiana State Fairgrounds. Some of you may be involved with that, to learn how to integrate the study of insects into current science programs. All activities presented focus on Indiana's science standards and could be integrated into other disciplines like art and reading. So we're really trying to have a big impact on getting people in the young part of the world involved. Another effort is underway as we speak, and is the creation of a virtual insect teaching kit for educating young people about entomology. As part of this virtual kit, there will be a stamp of approval process for materials that are included in the virtual website kit. Materials earn a stamp approval from the NML Foundation's review committee will go through an evaluation based on a wide variety of criteria, including validity, accuracy, educational standards, and level. This step will help educators identify materials and resources that are out there already that are accurate and meet the needs of the national science standards for entomology literature and benchmark for teaching entomology. And I think this is really going to put the foundation on the map if we are able to bring this to a fruition situation. There are, I think, exciting among educators to teach entomology. They're really interested. And the foundation wants to help get the word out about what we are doing. We can help expand the reach to our audience through virtual websites and stamp approval process. Those who continue to support us with your contributions of time and money, we at the foundation thank you very, very much. The recession continues to affect us all, and so it means even more to us if you can help us out with some more support. I think we have a real opportunity to really have an impact on the future of this society by getting young people really excited about entomology. And with your help, we can do that. Thank you.